We going live. Live from the Turks and Caicos. Azariah Malone birthday. Let's get to it. This the big, big show. Wild Cherry Pepsi Fridays. Let's get to it.
Yeah, you're looking sweet,
baby. Embrace your greatness. Embrace your greatness.
Just that I can love you,
baby. Johnny Boy, what's up, Johnny Boy?
In a special way.
Success Clothing. That was Michael Buffer. Let's get ready to rumble. Michael Buffer on the check-in. Emmanuel Lewis was good, baby. Outstanding. Let's go, Emmanuel. Girl, you knocked me out. Rest in peace, Kenny. Rest in peace, Six Nations own Kenny Hill. Cool Gims, what's up? Mommy and Poppy's in the building. Yo, mommy's looking real sexy tonight. I don't know. Mommy's really sexy tonight. Y-Tel Lefty on the check-in. Blue. Magic. Let's go. Each and every weekday, this is the biggest show in the game. Wild Cherry Pepsi. You knock me out. Yeah, these are the vibes. We got a whole party going on. Knock me out. Little C's, what's up, my brother? Junior Mafia in the building. Rest in peace to the notorious, ever so glorious, B.I.G. Hold up. DJ Rich Player the God with the fade out. Let me tell you something. Yo, C's, we out here. It's my daughter's birthday. We on vacation. On my mother. On everything. Today at breakfast, I said, you know what, man? I haven't heard no B.I.G. this vacation. They was like, yo, we played it the first. You know, little girls, they all 14 and 15. And I'm like, yo, man, I ain't hear no I don't feel rich if I don't hear no Biggie Smalls. I don't feel like I'm living a life if I don't hear, I love it when they come in Big Papa. I don't live a life if I don't hear my B.I.G. Terrellish on the check-in, Lola Malone on the check-in, Mommy and Poppy is in. And she knows this is the newest episode of I'm gonna take you down. Keep playing with me looking sexy like that. It's the next episode of I'm gonna take you down. Yeah, Lil C said happy birthday to the young queen. Many more, yo, C's, love you, bro. Lot of things to talk about. Wild Cherry Pepsi, y'all know what it is. Every Friday, each and every Friday, Test Smooth will be on shortly. And we'll get to that vibe. We have a whole dance floor looking like Saturday Night Fever out here. I am fake participating. You know what's so scary about this trip? My brother, one of our closest family members, Terrellish, who's also me and Khaled's stylist, He figured me all out. I haven't figured myself out. So earlier I tell my wife, damn, baby, I'm going to take you down. He said, well, not if it's after 11 o'clock. Not if it's after 11 o'clock. Erica Ford. And he tells me, man, Joe don't want much. He want a TV, a sugar-free ice pop, some CNN, and a Diet Pepsi, and he's good. And so, damn, man, I look at Terrell, he said that, I said, damn, this guy got me all figured out, packaged and bundled up. And so, he's right in many instances. And so, these little girls have been magnificent. Other than eating too much candy, they've been eating a lot of Reese's and gummy bears and strawberry daiquiris. Too much. Beautiful kids. They went to school while they was here. Thank God it's a virtual thing. So they all did their school to 2-3 o'clock. And then they went out there and did their thing. And so it's Azzy's birthday week. And you know, we don't play when it comes to her. And if it wasn't for Azzy, there would not be no big show. And you wouldn't hear me talking this shit all the time. She's the one. I didn't know how to work this. She said, Dad, man, cheer your people up. Get on here during COVID. It's been a year since Andre Harrell has passed away. Living legend. True pioneer, leader to the cause. Put on Puff Daddy. Mary J. Blige, Heavy D. Guy, Teddy Riley, you name it, man. The man is a living legend. Beautiful man. I remember, like, it's really been a whole year since COVID, because I remember sitting on the roof of my house in Miami, and I got, like, a fake pool because I didn't want to go in the pool because I thought we might catch COVID in the pool. Remember we bought the fake pool, Ma? The Kakuzi. The shit wasn't even a jacuzzi, it was a kakuzi. And we bought the E-Philly, helped me assemble it. And you know, I'm not good for nothing. I'm not a fucking carpenter, I'm not a nothing. To put this kakuzi together? Shit! And so, I was sitting in my kakuzi when we got the news that the brother died. And then Swiss Beats went on live and started DJing and playing his vocals. And I was like, damn, Andre Harrell. And then just everybody just kept falling around that time. Shout out to Brooklyn Babe. She said, Azzy, Jesse K, the Kakuzi. Yeah, y'all see. Yeah, the Kakuzi. That's when you got a fake jacuzzi and you admit it. You got the round rubber shit. I think the sun blew that shit up. And so, no Black Lives Matter shirts, memorabilia, talk at the Olympics. No Black Lives Matter shirts, honorable mentions, nothing at the Olympics. Now, I think we boycott the Olympics. I mean, I believe we boycott the Olympics and we show them on a global stage that they got to respect. That is my position on that. And so I see my girl Roxy getting that vaccine. That Roxy Diaz getting that vaccine. I seen Ro Parrish. Nah, I gotta get my brother Ro. Cause Ro been playing and he got some apologies to make. You know, our good friend Ro every day. NBA TV's own analyst. commentator. You know, he's supposed to be like a guru of the NBA.
Hold up.
Yo, bro, did I introduce you right? I said NBA guru, commentator,
yeah,
expert analyst.
Talk to me. Tell me it all. Tell me it all.
All right, so I just gave you the rollout, bro. I just want to know.
Talk to me.
Is my Knicks still bumps?
You know what? I want to take this moment right here on the biggest show in the game to sincerely apologize to not only Joe Crack, to my man Spike Lee, to Ben Lyons, to every single Knicks fan in the world.
Stephen A. Smith.
Stephen A. Who else we got on the list? Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock. We can go down. All the loyal Knicks Morgan. Tracy.
Yo, listen. Yo, bro. They've been balling, huh?
Listen. Right now, the Knicks have home court advantage in the first round. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even been to the playoffs in like 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Like they've been terrible. The organization has been terrible. James Dolan has been terrible. However, they figured it out this year. We been you talking offseason.
I mean, Worldwide West, Leon Rose.
Listen, in the offseason, we talked, and I said, you know, I like Worldwide West. I like Leon. I like that. I wasn't sure about Thibodeau and the young players, but, bro, it has been a glove-like fit, my man. It's been perfect.
How has the coach impressed you? Because you wasn't too much of a fan of the coach. When we got the coach, you hit me with all the laughing faces, and you tortured me that day. You was like, yo. Tell me about the coach, and how good has he been this year?
So let me say this. It's not that I didn't like the coach. I just didn't think he was a good fit for your Knicks. So I say that because I respect Tom Thibodeau. He's a great basketball mind, hard worker. I was like, I don't know about this fit. I don't know if this is going to work. But like I said, it's been a perfect fit. So you get Julius Randle, who's a hard worker. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's an all-star, number one, and he probably is going to be all NBA. That's how good he is this year. You know what I'm saying? So
he's the most improved player. Most improved player.
Facts.
In the NBA.
Facts. You got him. You got the rookie Quickly coming on. You pick up Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose everything is good, working. Man. He did a lot for us.
He's been doing work. So everything has worked out. They play hard. They love the coach. It's all working. I get to see you in the garden on the sideline, just like you talk about on Sunshine. Like, I love it.
Yo, let me ask you a question, though.
Talk to me.
The Lakers are really looking like they're going to have to play that elimination game against Steph and them. If they lose tonight, they got to play Golden State in
It's not looking good right now for the defending champions. Listen, we love LeBron. We love AD. We know that they nice. However, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't 100%, you ain't going to be able to ball against the best in the league. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not looking good for the Lakers. Not looking good.
I'm not going to lie to you. My brother Rich Player is a number one Laker fan. And I thought the whole time AD and LeBron, they were just sitting down resting. I didn't think they were truly, truly hurt. It looks like they were really, really hurt.
Yeah, man. Listen, hey. Joey Crack, you be out there getting it in the gym. You know it's not as easy to work out now than it was, you know, maybe a couple of years ago. Oh, Father Time's undefeated. Ron is. We know he's an all-world, maybe the best to ever do it. He's still 36 years old. He's played a lot of minutes, fam, a lot of minutes. Catch up with you eventually.
You know, Ro Parrish, I know you specialize in basketball, but you just hit me with something. Father Time. Now, Father Time, the champion, Floyd Mayweather, the greatest boxer of all time, is he playing with these young boys? Never in our life would we think we would see the champ get disrespected like that. Jake Paul take his hat, run it. Like, we never thought we'd see this.
Ooh, yeah, he hit him with that Bobby Shmurda, took his hat, threw it up. So, number one, I never thought I'd see that. But then at the same time, yo, let's keep it a buck. We know what boxing's about. They got to build up everything and hype it up, build interest. So you have to have something like that happen. Because I think people
are
like,
bro, this wasn't hype, bro.
You don't think
this
it was? Wasn't okay. Hype, bro. You know more than me. You know more than me.
No, this wasn't hype. Let me tell you something. The kid, well, the champ is going to bust his ass and punish him when he fights him. No question.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But I learned Fat Joe, who's been around forever.
Yes.
One time somebody dissed me on Twitter. I got mad. I hit him back. They hit me back. I argue with them. Next thing I know, the kid is laughing. Aha, I got Joe cracked to respond. I did that like 2-3 times years ago. And I noticed that they were like clout chasing me.
They
when you go back at them, they use it against you to make them.
Yeah.
And then I said, yo, I'm not answering none of these guys no more.
Nah.
So what I'm thinking is, the champ is playing the old man's game where this young kid thought, you know, he's thinking clout chasing. Watch him take this. And he takes his hat. Give me the hat. Give me the hat. And he does a tattoo. Give me the hat. And so, like, he got the champ looking crazy. The champ was talking about, I'm going to kill you. I mean.
Listen, he fell in the trap. He set the trap for him, and you would think that someone that is in the conversation of being the best ever to do it, you don't fall in the trap like that, you know? You let that man go. You know what I'm saying? Take the hat. I'll buy 1,000 more of those hats, and I would have threw some money in his face. I'm money motherfucking Mayweather. I would have done that, and it would have been a wrap.
You know, these kids, they clout chasers, man. They know what they doing, man.
Facts.
And what I was telling my daughter and all her friends, I was like, look, the Jake Paul, well, let me get this clear, guys. He cannot beat Floyd Mayweather no matter what. That is my opinion. Floyd Mayweather will destroy this guy. 1,000,000% Floyd Mayweather he made Canelo look crazy. The real tough white boy was Arturo Gatti. In real life,
right.
And Floyd embarrassed him. Floyd embarrassed everybody, right?
Right,
so
right, right, right.
So he's going to punish this kid. But it is very scary to walk in a ring one-on-one, and this Jake Paul been really walking in the ring, knocking dudes out. Now, I'm not saying he could do that to the champ. It's impossible. But what I'm saying is give the man credit. He ain't no punk.
You know what I'm saying? He definitely got them hands, but we know something about money Mayweather. You can't touch him. That's why he's the best defensive fighter ever in the game. You can't get your hands on him. You can't get a lick on him. That's why he stays pretty. Ain't no marks in his face. Listen, Jake Paul, respect to him, but there's no way he's going to beat Money Mayweather. No way.
No way in the world. But I'm just saying the fact that he goes in this ring and he boxes people one-on-one, and lays him out, I got to give him respect. I have to give him respect.
And so
I go like this. The other night, I'm talking to my man, Brooklyn Johnny. Brooklyn Johnny's like, yo, Floyd Mayweather, kill these guys. These guys are YouTubers. I said, you're right. You know when you got a boy that's making a point where he almost makes it like you're arguing with him, but you agree with him? So the whole time, I'm like, yo, you're right. You're right. Money Mayweather's the champ. He's the great. You're right. He's going to embarrass this guy. No, he's going to punish him, this, that. So last night, after I seen all that shit, I text Brooklyn Johnny. I said, give me the hat. Yo! Brooklyn Johnny went crazy on me. Yo, the champ's going to kill him. The champ's going to kill him. I'm like, give me the hat. Yo, he start going crazy. But he said himself, he said, yo, this white boy don't make no sense. He don't make no sense.
Nah, he don't. But I'm going to say it like this. Let me put it in perspective like this. If you get in the booth, right, and then you have a YouTube rapper come get in the booth with you, there's going to be a certain level of performance that Joey Crack is gonna have in the booth in comparison with the YouTube rapper.
This kid. This kid won't touch Floyd.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Hold up, real quick. Hey, Ray, make sure you pull out the internet code for me before you leave. Put on the. Hey, and by the way, shout out to my man Ray Crockett. Hey. Okay, but hey, hold up, Crack. Hold up, Crack. I want you to say what up to Ray Crockett.
All right.
What up?
My man right here.
Yo, Ray, what's good,
brother? Hold up. Let me show you something. What you know about that?
What's that, Heisman?
Nah, Super Bowl, back to back.
Super Bowl, back to
back. They know you here, so you straight.
All right, cool.
This is my football.
What up? Oh, what up? What's cracking?
He got
what's
two,
good?
Going on? How are you?
Two NFL back to back championships.
Hey, it's hard there to get one, let alone two.
My OG in here, he got two of them joints. He got two.
God bless. Congratulations. People dream to get one. We got two.
Right? Man, he got back-to-back. He was in that thing with John Elway.
Yeah, with Elway them, on the Broncos. With TD right. and all that.
Right,
yep.
right. That's my man. That's my big brother out here.
Yo, Ro, let me tell you, man, I love you, brother. Stay safe out
man,
there. I'll see
know.
You soon.
Hey, I appreciate Bye-bye. The phone call today, you know? Salute.
Man, friend and family to the show, Ro Parrish. Took his very words back about the Knicks. He took his words back. Now, what I'm saying to you is, these guys got no chance against Floyd Money Mayweather. But what I'm saying to you is, forget these guys. If Money Mayweather keeps fighting real fighters, Father Time might show up on him, not these guys. But if he takes a Manny Pacquiao, even though he beat the shit out of it, somebody younger, something like that. Look, man, I know the champ is very, very smart, very, very elusive. But I just want him to be careful. I just want him to be careful. TMT, I'm down with TMT. I love the champ. You're talking to the wrong guy. Yo, that's crazy. The Lakers are one game. They might be in the one game elimination. And the rest of their schedule is not looking cute for these guys. That's the craziest shit I ever heard. You go from winning the championship to you don't know if you're going to make the playoffs. The possibility only occurs when your mind believes it's not impossible. So, you know, I've been telling you everything was impossible till somebody did it. So you can do whatever you want to do. You can do whatever you want to do. I want to shout out. I was thinking today, right? I woke up today, had a beautiful breakfast with my daughter and her friends, and it reminded me of a guy who lived in my grandmother's block, a man, not a guy, but like a mentor, you know, who really loved me when I was a kid. His name is Dino Espinel. I know he passed away many years ago. Shout out to his son, Kenny and Keith. I mean, this man used to treat me like a king, you know, show me mad love. And I remember when I would eat with him every morning breakfast on the weekends in Washington Avenue. And I felt like that today. Puzzle Life, what's up, baby? They told you Puzzle Life was impossible. Yo, my man go hard over there. Yo, he go, nah, the man go too hard. I seen somebody with a t-shirt a little while back, and it just, I thought of it too, was, I am my ancestors' wildest dream. I am my ancestors' wildest dream. So if you think about it, They said 1385 Washington Avenue. Yeah, man. Yo, Dino, his wife, Sergio Espinel. These are beautiful people to me. Dino, he had all the good food in there. And he loved me because I had the blonde hair and green eyes. And he tell my moms, yo, he can stay for the weekend. This man was a great guy, man. And this morning when I was eating with my daughter and her friends, I thought of Dino. And I owe that man a lot. Shout out to his whole family, Kenny and Keith. I haven't seen them in many, 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 many years. You know, strange story, right? I had a show for the correction officers at Six Flags. And for some reason that day, my tire caught a flat. The cop stopped me, gave me a ticket. I mean, it was the trip from hell. And I was late, and I was rushing, and I was rushing. They was blowing up my phone, and they was blowing up my phone. And I remember running into the backstage to go do the show. And somebody grabbed me. And it was one of Dino's sons. And it was like, yo, I don't know if it was Kenny or Keith. One of them was like, yo, Joe, Dino's son. And I was like, yo. And I haven't seen them in so many years, and I wanted to show them so much love. But I had to run and do the show. I was maybe an hour late. They were about to turn on the lights in the venue. And so if anybody knows the Espinels, remember Raymond, we used to have the candy store. Send them my love, please, and let them know I always appreciate what their father did for me. Okay. There is, this is no bullshit, there is a Chinese, and I don't care that it's Chinese, this isn't Asian hate. The of a story building falling down tomorrow from space on Earth. This is not a conspiracy. Hopefully it hits in the middle of the ocean, a desert, but there's a rocket the size of a 10-story building falling down from the sky, and nobody knows where it's going to land. This could be one of the greatest disasters ever. I swear to God, they're saying, when they say it in Fox and CNN and One News and Black News Unite, oh no, it's going down. It's going down. And so hopefully the shit don't drop near me. And let the motherfucker drop in the fucking snow, a desert, a ocean. Because if that motherfucker dropped in any city in the world, every movie shit comes out. The Jetsons with FaceTime. Everything they ever show us, on the movies comes reality. Shout out my brother, Chef Ralphie is in the kitchen. And boy, we flew in Chef Ralphie. Chef Ralphie and Steve Matarano are like my favorite chefs in the whole entire world. Look, that motherfucking smoke alarm is on because they cooking some shit. And man, I've been hiding from Chef Ralphie because he cooks so good and I got no business eating all this shit. And shit real in here. This is the realest you can get. This is a motherfucking smoke detector. It's real. Chevron indicted again for a case of what he did to a teenager in 2014. If you know who Chevron is, He's the guy who killed George Floyd. They just indicted him on a 7-year-old case. Why did it take 7 years? And why would a guy who gets indicted for something he did 7 years ago was still a cop? Tone Sunshine on the check-in. How could he still be a cop? And so after he got convicted, they feel like, yo, we better indict him because this shit's going to come up. Chauvin, whatever the fuck his name is, may he rot in fucking hell, bro. Chauvin. And so, this is what we do. And so I say to myself, shout out to Roxy. She got the vaccine. Everybody out there, I'm not paid by a vaccine. I am not. I'm not. But get it. Whichever one you get, get it. You get your hands on the Moderna. You get your hands on the Pfizer. You get your hands on Johnson & Johnson. Please save your life. And I try to keep George Foreman. There's no way that's the George Foreman. Yo, George Foreman, what's good? I keep my ears open, whether you rich or poor. If a poor man tells me something that's wise, I listen. If a rich person tells me something that's wise, I listen. And so, hey, them people that died wasn't sheep, huh? Yo, Angola, Luanda, Africa. You know, you call people sheep because nobody in your family died or none of your friends died. And so you're extra tough and you know something. You know, but let me tell you something. I tell y'all this. I have been poor, dirt poor. Tell you all the time, wipe my ass with the newspaper. I know my mother and my aunts here, they don't like to hear that shit. But I could tell you something if you poor that you don't truly know. And if you believe Joe and you think, man, let me check Fat Joe's track record. Has he been telling the truth? Is he certified? Because I come on here and I talk all type of shit, but nobody ever says he's lying. Well, nobody who's somebody. Okay? Nobody who's somebody. Now, you know, lately I've been taking a bit of a hit in a very small minor league, G League level. I get it. When rappers used to go to Hollywood and try to make movies, the actors, remember the actors was mad at them? Even Samuel Jackson was mad at the rappers taking the jobs or fake DJs. Remember when the fake DJs, as long as you was famous, you was doing Serato and real DJs was losing money. So there's some people who worked hard on podcasts and YouTube, and they get mad that Joe Crack turned on the IG and got the biggest views, the biggest people on and on. And I hear the shots. But they're nobody. They're nobody. So what I'm saying to you is, some of the insane stories I say, no one comes up and says, he lied. I was there when Biggie made Hypnotize. Nobody came up in here, no Little C's, no D-Rock. Nobody said, he lied. When I say these stories, when I say I was there with Biggie, when Busta Rhymes brought the doo-doom, doom, doom, but doo-doom, doom, what you dilly, yo? Silly with the ice, silly with the... No one said I lied. And so what I'm saying to you is, I can't tell you how to think, but I know when we in the hood and all that, we broke. Guys are in the corner. They're telling you that Illuminati's making the vaccine, that they're trying to alienate. Cool. I'm telling you that my friends that are billionaires and worth hundreds of millions of dollars, these people really want to live. They got big boats. They got big houses and airplanes. They all ran to get the vaccine. First thing, smoking. Gone. She's a runner. She's a track star. Runner. She's a track star. Gone. To get the vaccine. Now you can listen to whoever you want over there. What you want me to do? I'm somewhere you might not be. Yes, I'm 1 foot in the hood. You know we got businesses all in the hood. I'm in the hood. And I'm 1 step in these rich people's lives. The rich people all got vaccinated. The brokest dudes I know, they're the ones talking that shit. Please, just read between the lines. Please. No, they want to live. Somebody said they don't want to lose money. No, they want to live. They want to live. Yes, I took the vaccine. Moderna, yeah, my mother and father took it. You know, I forced Rich Player to take it. And I asked him today, I said, "You Rich, do you feel weird? Is anything wrong with you? Is your vision blurred? Do you have a tingle in your ass? Is there anything wrong with you after you took the vaccine?" He said, "No. I feel great. I feel the same." And so I don't make money. I'm not telling you what vaccine to get. Just like yesterday, I told you, look, I tell you, for some reason, unfortunately, the Black and Latino culture don't want to tell you how to get the bag because they all want to look like they top dog and they the biggest shit, and they want to look like they the only one to get money. I told you that the money is in cryptocurrency right now. The smartest guys I know are buying cryptocurrency. Now, am I telling you to invest your life savings? No. If you got $1,000 invested, you got $5,000 invested. And I told you I had a couple of coins, little bit of coin in Dogecoin, and the Dogecoin people ran with it all over Twitter like, "Yo, he said Dogecoin." No. Actually, the stock I invested in yesterday was called SafeMoon. I've been to have money in Dogecoin, but the stock I invested in yesterday was SafeMoon. I'm not getting paid by nobody. I sure would like to. But if you in the hood and you trying to think about how to come up, if you lose, you lose. If you win, congratulations. How many dudes done went and got drunk and spent their whole paycheck at the bando to do nothing? Gambling at the bando. Man, figure this out. I'm trying to put you on how to get money. I do not own these things. Yeah, Tone Sunshine is the realest. That's my brother from day one. And listen, y'all, I'm half glazed. Tomorrow morning, about 7 in the morning, I'm going to go out there for a couple of hours and get that, you know, my eyes, you know. At that point, it's illegal to look into a female's eyes. Because my glaze, my shit's so golden that my green shits look like. So that's why I just go like this. because it's a crime at that point. I tell y'all the truth. He's with the fake dudes. Go with the mumbo jumbo. Go with the mumbo jumbo. Get out of here. Go to the mumbo jumbo. Yo, Ted, it ain't sounding right.
Yo.
I'ma click back on with you again, cause this ain't it.
Yo.
Move you and come back, cause this ain't it, Ted.
Yo.
We need that shit cleared, Papito. He looked blurry. It don't sound right. We not doing that today, Ted. Mumbo jumbo. I don't know how to spell mumbo jumbo. I could tell you that if you do smoke weed, you need that gumbo. You know, weed is legal now. So you smoke that gumbo. It's my guy. Luca Broski. They popping out there. And I'm happy for them because I grew up with them. That's all we do. Is support the people. That's all we do is support the people. Pretty Lou, what's good? All we do is support the people, man. Ted, I'll be begging you, man.
Yo. Why are we not connected?
Nah, we connected, but you looking blurry. Maybe you wipe down the camera. You
not right here. Are we good? How about now? We good?
No, you look blurry, Ted.
Nope.
You need to wipe down the camera, Ted. I don't want you looking like that. I look handsome as shit. Now I can't hear you.
Hold on. How we looking now? How we sounding now?
I can hear you. We sounding great. Let's go. Let's
how
go.
How I look?
You look amazing.
Happy thank you,
birthday.
Brother.
Yo, Ted, happy birthday. I came out there with you. 138. We had the best time in the world.
Kenny, move the camera up a little bit. It was crazy, Joe. The vibe. Kenny Burke.
Yo, Ted, I'm so fucking mad. I missed him by 5 minutes. I tried to force him to perform twice.
Tilted down.
You know, your camera's blurry. I don't want to lie to you, Ted.
Hold on. Well, how about now? We good?
No, yeah, but tell him to wipe your camera, bro.
No, it ain't blurry. The camera. You got to let the Wi-Fi get to the Wi-Fi. We good now?
We sound
perfect. You remember. We good?
Let's go.
Yo, Joe, listen, man. It ain't even about you today. It's about the birthday girl, Ozzy. You already know. When you tell me she loved Travis Scott, I called my daughter up. I said, I need all the Travis Scott heat for Ozzy one time. Is she in the building or what? What are we doing?
Don't you open up that window.
The birthday girl, Ozzy.
Don't you let out that antidote.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Popping pills is all we know.
Yes.
Pills is all we know.
One time for Ozzy.
Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show.
Wild cherry.
So don't you open up that window.
Remember.
Don't you let out that antidote.
I'ma tell you, yeah.
Party on a Sunday. Do it all again on Monday.
One more time.
Spend the check on a weekend.
I know what the youngest like.
I might do it again.
Bet your chest wound. Let's go for Ozzy, the birthday girl. Hold on.
You remember.
Make this here with all the ass on in the booth. The gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys, that's Nike boys hopping our coast. This shit way too big, when we pull up, give me the loot. What's off the rim, up at post. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 2-4-hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in, Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Joe.
The birthday girl, Ozzy.
Can't see my jewelry, really yo, sell.
Doing it out in Tatum, Turks and Caicos, hold on!
Surrender retreat, we all lit too deep. Play for keeps. don't play us a week. Surrender retreat, we all live too deep. Play for keeps, don't play us a week.
Hey, yo, one time for Ozzy, yo. This so you know, so Ozzy know that I know that Travis got flavor. Hold on. Hold on. Doing up. Hey, yo, Jonas, that thing. Yo, they at the festivals turning up and all that. Listen to this. Travis.
My granny called, she said, Travi, you work too hard. I'm worried you forget about me.
Yes.
I'm falling in and out of cuffs. Don't worry, I'ma get it, granny. What happened now? My daddy happy. Mama called me up, that money coming, and she let me out and made it now. I done found like meaning now. All them days are hard to break. Her heart out in pieces now.
Yo, Joe, you gotta know how to do it for the youngins. You gotta know how to do it for youngins. Birthday shout to Ozzy. We just want to say salute her. The executive producer of the Jopra show.
Yo, my
but
nephew,
now it's me
all
and you.
Youngins, my nephew, all of them got fire signs. They finally heard some young
people. Yeah. But check it out, Joe. You know, that's one and done. It's me and you now. It's me and you now. Let's take it to the park. Dr. Nessie, she's here. You know what it is. The Big 50. Bet yo, after this 9 o'clock, we go live on my IG. I'm cutting the cake. We popping some bottles. I got some guest DJ. This special right here, this special. Come on. Come on. Just a little bit. I need all the way to the back. Right there. Now this for that skaters joint, Joe. Only for the skaters.
You remember.
Come on. Listen here.
I'm taking out this time.
Oh, no.
Give me a piece of my mind.
No. Come on.
Who do you think you are?
Wild Cherry.
Maybe one day you'll be a star.
Classic shit.
I don't want no romance, I just want a chance. Show you that I'm for real.
What is that?
I never said that I would be your.
Come on.
Everything. But you know that I love you, baby.
So mean.
And it's gonna be such a shame.
Break it down.
When you live in.
DJ Surge, what's good?
This how we ride now.
Put her on my best.
Let's go uptown.
Can't believe that she said yes.
Let's go uptown.
She's impressed.
You remember?
This could be the start of my happiness.
Can't even move in the building. Jay Boogie, he's here.
Intelligent.
Short man is here.
My Lord, you should see her thighs. It's enough to make any grown man
cry.
Don't even buy.
It's a two-piece with a biscuit.
It's out her pants.
So
thank you note to her father.
Ayo, free, you understand? Hold on. Prodigy. Where you at, G-Bo? The bro, I'm live. I'm live. Ten Smooth, baby. Uptown, baby. Fat Joe, say what's up to G-Bo, the bro. He live. Hold on. Where you at?
You made me happy.
Come on.
This you can bear. You stood by
me. Let's get to the point.
Me. Yeah. And I won't forget. Gotta make sure I'm right.
Let's get to the point.
Before I let go.
Oh, oh, well, let's work.
I don't know.
What you say now? That part.
I can't let you go.
Oh!
Don't you ever say that's the way it was. Happened so naturally.
Yo, Fat Joe.
Oh, it was like
why you had the guy go with the camera all the way through the mansion to go check out your goddamn massage. I love it. Live life.
Fly through the stars. Remember. This life will last forever.
Where was he going?
I've been waiting for you. It's been so long.
Test moving.
Just what I would do when I heard your song. Fill my heart with peace and freedom. You knew I could not fit.
I'm going to go in a special bag today. Hold on.
Now flying through the stars. I hope this night lasts forever.
Everybody sing a song. Birthday party in August?
I'ma
play something I ain't supposed to play.
We can live happily now.
Out the bag.
In a great big boat, roomy house, and I know you're gonna groove, baby. Oh yeah, make me feel good inside. Come on.
Oh. Special bag. Special bag. For the skaters.
Oh, what you gonna do? You gonna get down?
Oh!
Oh, what you gonna do?
Oh.
Do you wanna get down?
You remember?
Oh, what you gonna do?
Oh!
You gonna get down?
Oh!
Oh, what you gonna do?
Different bag.
You gonna get down? Tell me.
Come on.
Get down on it. Get down on it.
Oh.
Get down on it.
For the skaters.
Get down on it.
Come on.
Oh. Get down on it.
Oh.
Get down on it. Get down on it.
June 5th, we in the park. You remember?
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up on the wall.
Tell me.
That's what I do.
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
I heard all of it.
Get down on it.
Come on then.
Get down on it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on then.
Get down on it.
Now let's go to the next level.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
I say people.
Oh shit. Hey, yo, Fat Joe. Let me tell you about real special shit. Let me tell you about real special shit. For the skaters.
Oh, baby. Move it, baby.
Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Eagle on, ain't leaving me alone, girl. Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Drop down and get
your eagle
on, girl. Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Hell no, ain't leaving me alone, girl.
Listen to me.
Drop down and get your eagle on, girl.
Automatic, systematic, full of color, self-contained. Tune the channel to your vibe.
No, I'm not playing with this now.
Captivating, stimulating. This is the sexy lady. Filled with space-age design.
What's she doing?
She's moving, she's grooving, dancing until the music stops now.
Lord have mercy, the skating is on.
Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Hell no, ain't leaving me alone, girl.
Fat Joe, we kicking the ass every Friday, every day.
Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Drop down and get your eagle on, girl. Hell no, ain't leaving me alone, girl. Drop down and get your eagle on, girl.
Rhythmatic, acrobatic. She's a dynamite attraction. At the top of a coin, she comes alive. Yeah, she knows what she's doing. She's super bad now. She's here to really blow your mind.
Hey, yo, Fat Joe. Last Friday, we had so much fun with DT Barbara and my sister. We had so much fun. Let's get back to the bag. Lord, you remember. No! Me! Get the drum tap! You remember? No, no, look at Nazzy, hold on! No, no, you gotta see her! No, you gotta see her! Get Barbara on the phone, Uncle Dan!
You remember,
Wild Cherry! Oh! Best work! What's good? Hold on. Smooth Fat Joe. Everybody sit down. Let's go. Different. Let's go to KTU. Let's go to KTU. That's a two piece. Come on.
Have you heard about the new band's craze? Listen to us, I'm sure you'll be amazed.
We literally could do this all night, right?
I'm sure they can be done.
Come on.
Young and old, I'm doing it, I'm told. Just one try, and you two will be sold. It's called a freak, they're doing it night and day. The mouse will show the way.
Hold on,
freak out.
Hold on, Joe.
Freak out.
Hold on.
Load up bomb guns. Bring your friends. Fun
no.
To lose and to pretend she's overboard.
Stay with me.
Self assured. I know, I know a dirty word.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello.
Terry Pepsi, you know.
Hello, hello, hello.
With the lights out, it's just dangerous. Here we are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid.
No.
And contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us.
Over there.
I'm a liar.
Over there.
I'm a miner.
Over there.
I'm a skater.
What else?
Not a beater. Yeah.
Yo, how far in the handball court you wanna go? How far you wanna go in the handball court? What are we doing? I got one more joint, y'all. Hold on. Yeah. Fat Joe, I know when you was chilling in a cut in the DJ booth at my 50th birthday brunch, you really didn't know what was going on when I dropped this joint. I got it on camera. Let's do it again. Yes. Uncle Dan. This is what I do.
Why do you build me up, build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down?
And nobody got
and
this.
I thought, baby, I ain't gonna see you when I say hello. But I got you still. I need you.
I need you.
More than anyone, darling. You know that I am from the start. So,
no, there's real levels to this shit, y'all.
You remember?
Rich Play, what up? Right about this time, I was looking at you like, hey, yo, Fat Joe.
Your eyes on the guy that has no kind of worries if I die.
So pussy clad try.
Danger feel stepping my way. Bodies get cremated on a Friday to do a die way. The death threater, cinder, head spinner, rap beginner, light dimmer. We not got count winner. The gun reacher, busted shot teacher. Your funeral servant, church preacher. Your black curse coffin
thunder.
The body polluter, the gas shooter. The Brownville white Brooklyn trooper. The cop D mountain mover. The face masher, the Mr. Brain smasher. The ass waxer, the drug money,
the money stasher, gun blaster, razor slasher, the human asthma, breath taker, body dumb waster, the Glock cocker, the block locker, the rock chopper, the shot popper, the jack cock blocker.
He's Harlem. He's Harlem. He's Harlem. No! Rest in peace, Black Rock!
Fully equipped kid on
it. Different now.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yo, I had this bad bitch of town, she was had me fucked up in the head, I mean.
Whoa.
I walked the fish, diamonds and pearls, I mean.
Give me my phone back.
Should have seen them shit shining on the wrist.
No.
Money ain't a problem, see my dough is like.
Whoa.
Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like.
Whoa.
Lost the boots, went from 2 tenths like.
Whoa.
Faggot wanna beat my blueprints, I'm like.
We could literally do this all night, Joe. All night.
Yo, listen. Dad, you are destroying this set. I want one record.
Ozzy, what's good?
All day. Kill Will for the East Side is on the
chair. Lord.
But I need that victim.
Oh, that's tough.
Yo, Ted, I need that victim.
Oh, you need that victim. I thought you said.
That
oh, hey, Fat Joe. Yo, Fat Joe.
Oh,
yo. What the hell? Yo, Fat Joe. All you ever got to do with me is say the word. Oh.
You remember?
Lord have mercy. No. Time to test smooth Fat Joe. I gotta get on my line. Hold on. No, look at Lorena. No, look at Lorena. Hold on. No, that's a two-step right there. Hey, yo, Joe, you gotta come on my live after this party with us, man. Jay, I start that.
One smile, just to greet you, I became a victim.
Come on, show me. Show me, say a few words for Joe. Come on, boom, boom, clap.
Yo, Joe, big up yourself, Joe, every time, rude boy. Blessings, me, blessings. You see these vibes right here, Joe? These are the vibes we talking about. The young boy ting, big people ting, you see me? Big man ting this. Level.
No, show me. No, Joe, we got a party in the studio. No, we got a party in the studio. The vibe card is here. Hold on. Dizzle in the building.
Engulfed by the power of
key.
I just fell right in. Oh yes, I did.
What you wanna do?
Wasn't hardly worried about tomorrow. You are my future. Uh-huh. As long as I was being satisfied, I didn't want nothing else.
Feel so
no,
good.
No,
I'm singing.
I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim. I'm a victim.
Fat Joe, love you to death. Love you to death. Turks and Caicos.
Yo, Ted, let me tell you heavy. Everybody. Everybody tuned in. If you want to keep hearing that fire, go to Ted's IG. It's going to go on right when I shut off. Yo,
ASAP.
Ted, I love you. Happy birthday. Man, I had such a good time. And shout out to everybody that was at your party in the street. They knew how to have
yes,
a good
sir.
Time. They showed you love. They enjoyed themselves. Shout out to Nick. Nick Storm was out there.
Nick Storm.
Go from Rock.
Red Nation. Alert.
I mean, a lot of people was out there showing you love. Bread and learn. Everybody, God bless.
Yes, sir. Love.
All right, Chad. Hey. Woo! He get my high blood pressure going when that's... When Ted Smooth get into that shit... Boom, 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 boom. The cop blocker, the rock shocker. Yo, listen, man, let your darkest moments bring your most clarity. Meaning, don't lie to yourself. If you're going through something, a struggle, a hard time, and your so-called family members and friends ain't there for you, when you get through the lesson, never forget. They weren't really there for you. Let your darkest moments bring your most clarity. We trust in God, and God we trust. So we believe in God. We keep the faith. We keep the belief. And God is with us through good and bad times. Believe in God, man. When it's all said and done, there's nothing like having God in your heart, in your soul. Unquestionable. Unquestionable. Through good times and bad times, who cares? As long as you got God with you. I charge the biggest in the game. You know how we do it this week. We smash them again. Keep bringing you the biggest and the best. We keep bringing you the realest talk ever. It's a year and a couple of months. Michael Madd, I see you. Erica Ford, I see you. Brooklyn Babe, I see you. Jesse Kagg, I see you. 174 Goldo, I see you. Success Clothing, I see you.